Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Let's do some catching up. Let's take a look at the Florida State schedule for Seminole Ted and see what that thing looks like. Yeah, Zach, you got to make sure that you get in. We've been talking NFL. We've covered two divisions so far. We continue to discuss the NFL on a day-by-day basis. What do you have for Florida State's schedule?
Alabama's their first game at home.
Yeah. I mean, they're a 12.5-point underdog, so I guess, you know, at least in theory, you'd have to say loss. Although, I'm not counting it as a loss, but let's just play it out as a loss for the time being.
East Texas A&M at home.
East Texas A&M.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll call that a win.
Kent State at home.
2.
At Virginia.
That's not going to be easy. I mean, it's like your mindset. Is your mind viewing Florida State as a team from 2 years ago or as the team from last year? The team from last year is not winning at Virginia this year. 2.5.
Miami at home.
2.5.
Pitt at home.
2.5.
At Stanford.
3.5.
Wake Forest home.
4.5.
At Clemson.
4.5.
Virginia Tech at home.
5.5.
At NC State.
5.5.
And at Florida.
5.5. That doesn't even make you a bowl team. I mean, I'm going to assume that Castellanos wins several of these games. The talent is better at Florida State this year than it was last year. Last year was depleted. There's no quarterback on earth who could have quarterbacked Florida State last year. None. They all would have sucked. It wouldn't matter who you are. You could take in all your Heisman favorites this year and put them at quarterback for Florida State last year. They all would have sucked. There's no way anybody could have quarterbacked that team last year. They had nothing. The offensive line sucked. The run game sucked. The receivers were god-awful. There was just no way. I will never understand. I will never understand why DJ Uiagalelei chose that destination. I don't know if that was his old man driving that, thinking about revenge. I have no idea what they were thinking. None. I said all offseason, why would this guy pick that school? I mean, DJ Uiagalelei made all bad school choices. You know, he needed particular elements in order for him to succeed. And he never gave himself much of a chance because he basically chose places that didn't have any of the elements that he needed, you know, but for a game or two. So, yeah, it's funny. I don't know. That schedule doesn't sound all that positive for Florida State, but I think Castellanos, it's all going to come down to the marriage of Castellanos and Gus Malzahn and what that looks like and what they get out of it. You know, Noles fan doesn't even call anymore, Ramona. You know, he's like, I don't know if he's just like giving up.
Well, it's not football season yet, maybe.
No. He's normally calling by now, but he's not. I saw him on the text line once or twice, but for the most part, you know, he's going into the witness protection program. So, we don't see or hear much from him. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but clearly not as optimistic as he has been in past years. Now, remember, you know, he picked Florida State to win 11 games last year. So did Ted. And, you know, and they became the worst offense in the history of collegiate football. That's really what they were. I mean, they were the worst. It's still sort of impossible to believe. You know, let me just go back on that for 1 second. Just to remind people how bad it was and what we're talking about and why change needed to be made. All right. So Florida State starts off in Ireland in that game against Georgia Tech. And Florida State scores 21 points in that opener. Remember that game? That's the game. You know, sometimes one game can certainly tip your season. Georgia Tech went on to a pretty good year, all things considered, and Florida State a total tank fest. And remember, DJ Uiagalelei converted 2 fourth and longs on a late drive to tie that game. and there was still 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in that game. You had a hot quarterback. You were in position to win. Your defense just needed to get a stop and put your hot quarterback back on the field. Not only did they not get a stop, they let Georgia Tech run out the clock, kick a field goal at right at the end, and Georgia Tech won the game. So Uiagalelei never got back on the field, and that was basically their season. From that point on, okay, get this. This is against Division I competition, all right? This is the rest of their season. I know this sounds impossible, what I'm about to read, but think this over. 13, 12, 14, 16, 13, 16, 14, 11, 3, and 11. The rest of the year, they did not score more than 16 points in a game. I mean, that's unthinkable. Absolutely impossible. I mean, in college football tonight, that's impossible. But that's what happened. That's why I say, I think in consideration of the era that they're playing in, I think Florida State in 2024 was the worst offense in the history of college football. Dead last. The worst. Major college football. Again, you know, it's just the last three games of the year against D1 competition, they scored 11, 3, and 11. They scored 25 points in three games. And again, the last 11 games, well, 10, because they played Charleston Southern, who sucked in their own league, and they scored on them. Charleston Southern was terrible in their own league. But Florida State against D1 opponents, after that first game against Georgia Tech, never scored more than 16 the rest of the whole season. That's just impossible. But that's what happened. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays. Not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had to run a new truck? Now's the time to buy, because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now's the time to buy. Go see our good friend Mark Williams and his crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi, easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Final days of employee pricing for everyone from now until the end of the month. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy it somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Go see my good friend Mark. You'll thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at the SEC quarterback list. We did not wrap up with that yesterday. We got to the final four. So what I'm going to have you do is, if you will, run down 16 through 6, and then we'll look at the top five. We rushed five, whoever five was, and we'll take a look at those top five and why they're there.
Okay, 16 is Zach Cazada.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
7 years. 7 years in college football and still sucked.
15 is Joey Aguilar at Tennessee.
You know, you would think after like 6 years of sucking, you would say, okay, you know what? I suck. I'm going to do something else. No. No. He has to get the full seven of sucking. 15 is who?
Joey Aguilar at Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
14 is Blake Shapen at Mississippi State.
Okay.
13, Ty Simpson, Alabama. 12, Bo Prevola. What is it? Beulah. It's Beulah.
Beulah.
It?
Yeah, it's Beulah.
Beulah. Beulah. Okay. All good. Missouri. 11 is Gunnar Stockton, Georgia. 10 is Jackson Auburn. 9 is Marcel Reed, Texas A&M. 8 is Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt. 7 is Austin Simmons, Mississippi.
That's the Diego Pavia who is predicting that Vanderbilt is going to win the national championship.
Yes.
At least he said, again, if you missed it yesterday, Diego Pavia, SEC Media Days, said he did not come back to win seven games. He came back to win the national championship. This is the most arrogant, confident, pudgy guy in the history of sports. There's no question. And maybe with good reason. Now, maybe we are all sleeping on someone, Diego Pavia. I mean, well, he did beat Alabama last year. He nearly beat Texas. Say again?
He's positive.
He's very, very positive for a short, chubby quarterback. Very, he's the most positive, short, pudgy quarterback in the history of the sport. And you know what? This dude's beaten Auburn multiple times. Look, he beat Auburn while at New Mexico State. He beat Auburn in Auburn while at New Mexico State. And then last year he beats Alabama. He's at Vanderbilt. He beat Alabama. And then he nearly beat Texas. So, you know what? Who's to say he's wrong? Seriously. I mean, his confidence, so far, in terms of what we've seen on the field, it actually plays out. He actually is not a hot dog because he actually backs up some of what he's saying. So maybe. I'm not, you know. Do I think Vanderbilt's winning the national title? No. But could they really surprise people in the SEC? Could they win, say, nine? I'm not ruling it out. I'm not. They return most everybody. And Pavia's confidence... Look, confidence is a contagious thing. And when you have a guy who truly believes, you know, the night before the Tampa Bay Kansas City Super Bowl, Tom Brady sent a phone message to every single player on the team. And he said, remember, Tampa was a big underdog to Kansas City. He said, we are going to win, period. And they went out and won. You know, Diego Pavia, whatever you think of him, he inspires confidence. Now, again, he has done a lot of talking. He's done a lot of talking, but you know what? So far, the short, pudgy guy has been backing up a lot of his talking. All right.
7 is Austin Simmons at Mississippi.
Yeah, screw them.
6 is Talon Green at Arkansas.
Yeah, very high on him.
5 is...
I'm not high on his team. His team sucks out loud.
5 is DJ Lagway at Florida, and that's, I think, where we were.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and again, you know, we talked for a minute about Lagway, but Lagway is a special talent. All that prevents him from being higher is my concern about his injuries. And obviously injuries can affect any quarterback. I'm a little concerned that he might be hamstring prone, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's a sensational talent. And when he was on the field last year, Florida was basically the better team anytime he was on the field. You know, the Georgia game, I don't remember all the details of it, but Florida was leading, and Florida looked like, it looked like Georgia could not stop him. That's what it looked like. When they were on the field, when he was on the field, when Lagway was on the field in that game, it looked like Georgia could not stop them. And then Lagway got hurt, and Georgia eventually found a way to win. You know, Lagway is really dangerous. You know, it's funny. He's the guy who's probably not getting enough talk. At one point, he was. At one point, you heard a lot of Florida chatter. Florida's going to do this. Florida's going to do that. But as we get to the season, as we approach the season, it seems like the Lagway chatter has sort of died down. It may be time to pick that chatter up. All right. Okay.
Okay, 4 is Arch Manning in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think Arch Manning is a terrific talent. I think he's going to be really good. I think Texas is going to be really good. I just wonder, as a first-year starter, given the magnitude of some of these other cats that are playing quarterback in that league, whether you can put him any higher than this. And that's why I also would not put him 1 in the Heisman voting. I do not see that as likely at all. I think that, again, I think Cade Klubnik is much more likely. But from an Arch Manning standpoint, look, he's a 6'4", 230-pound quarterback who's athletic. He's the second most athletic Manning quarterback ever, only to Archie, and far more athletic than Peyton or Eli was. I mean, Texas used him in the run game. You know, that's the type of confidence they had in his ability to run the football at 6'4" and 230 pounds. He has a live arm. It's not, you know, he doesn't have a Nussmeier arm, but he has a live arm. He can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. There's nothing not to like. You know, he's got the genes, the genetics, the heritage, the blue blood status. He's got all that. and a bag of chips. So I think he plays really well. Maybe, but I think there are other guys who are probably going to play better. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. You can get in 654-7627.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was, let's go jog, let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it, and it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z-Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Prepare to journey beyond reality. Interstellar Echoes proudly presents a mind-bending tribute to the legendary sounds of Pink Floyd. From iconic hits to rare deep cuts, their meticulously crafted performance brings the magic of Floyd to life, note for note, light for light, story for story. Don't miss this immersive concert experience. Live at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, July 26th. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com. Interstellar Echoes. Hear the legend, feel the pulse.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin, let the gobbler get it.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Dip to the Lone Ranch. We are back. Let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. The Yoder's family dedication to community service began in 1979 when they moved to Fairplay to establish a boys' camp. To support their camp and families, they drew on their background in building supplies to open Yoder's Building Services in 86. Starting with just four employees and one delivery truck, they've experienced incredible growth to the point where they've become one of the biggest independent building supply companies in America, fueled by an undying commitment to quality service and product. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service at high-quality materials. Trust me, get to Yoder's. Address, 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. Again, 864-972-3003. Hours, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday close. Website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. That's a fact. They're the best. And by the way, as soon as Yoder's came on with us, I had limitless texts saying, Walt, Yoder's is the best. Yep, everyone knows. Knowles fan, no, look what the mangy cat dragged in. Knowles fan,
whoa,
what's going on there, Knowles fan? You know, you know, your voice doesn't quite have that same war chant melody when you say that as it used to. It seems a little deflated.
Well, no, actually, I think you forgot from last year. I'm an Ohio State Buckeye.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You're a Buckeye fan. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, I've been cheering for the Buckeyes my whole life.
Yeah, I've known that.
Well, it's been a busy time in the Knowles fan household. Like I told Ramona, I got a 4-month-old now at the house that does not like to sleep at night, and it's been a busy time in the Knowles fan household. But we are blessed, and go on and talk about some football. It's hard for me to get excited, Walt, into this year. I'm always excited for football, but I have questions on the offensive line for Florida State. We were supposed to have the most starts ever last year, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that didn't work
out. They absolutely sucked, and so that was hard to watch. And unfortunately, a lot of those guys are coming back.
Hear the things I just went through, like that schedule and the results next year, I know you know it at some level, but when you hear it, it still must sound impossible. I mean, It is impossible. You went through an entire football schedule at Florida State where after game one in Ireland, you never scored more than 16 against a Division I opponent.
Well, and Walt, look up the year before where we were at in offense. I mean, that has to be one of the greatest falls in, in college football.
Yeah, the steepest
history,
one season drop.
We were top 10. You go top 10s above the last.
Yeah.
I don't even think they make a spot behind us. I mean, it was horrible.
No, I mean this. I legitimately think you are the worst offense. Look, I know the whole history of college football. In consideration of the modern game, I think you are literally the worst offense in the history of the college in college athletics, in the history of college football. I think you were the worst offense ever.
Well, I watched every game last year, and I would probably probably agree with you all. It was bad to watch. It was hard to watch as a fan. And it was just bad, Walt. And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of hope this year. Me and Ted, we talk a lot. I love Seminole Ted. He's a great friend of mine, and he's told me the 8 wins and stuff. And I don't think Mike Norvell's coaching at Florida State next year. I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't see it. Well, I got offensive line questions. I got defensive line questions. I do think we brought in some talent at the receiver, but your quarterback's got to be able to get there. I think we have a little talent at running back, but again, what makes a good running back? An offensive line. And until we answer those questions, the only thing that gives me hope, Walt, is the new coaches. Does the offensive line coach we brought in, does he help? Does Gus Malzahn help, which I think he can? Does the defensive coach help? You know, that gives me a little bit of hope. But,
there's one other thing, you know, in terms of the offensive line and pass protection. It's going to be interesting to see what you are from, you know, Norvell is always like balanced offense. But the one other thing to give you a little bit of hope is Castellanos, when he's right, has a magical way to extend plays. And no one knows that better than you. In fact, that's why you're there. I mean, we see this over and over and over.
We watched it last year, Walt. Just turn on the Boston College game last year.
Yeah. But we see this over and over and over again in college athletics where, you know, Team A plays Team B and player on Team B plays really well against Team A, and then the next year that player is with Team A. We see this over and over and over again. We've seen it with Clemson basketball players. We've seen it with quarterbacks over and over. And look, the best version of Thomas Castellanos ever seen in college football has been against Florida State. That's why he's there. You know, that's why he's there.
Oh, I agree.
You know,
I think the kid can play.
Yeah.
And I think he's talking too much. And then, I mean, if you're going to talk the talk, man, then back it up. Don't sit there and go back on your word. So I'm not a fan of what he said, you know, I'm just talking up those boys. They went 2-10 last year. Well, you are those boys now, unfortunately. You know what I mean? Like, you signed up with those boys.
Wait a minute. I guess I sort of missed the semi-retraction. So he had a semi-retraction? I sort of missed that.
He was at like a 7-on-7 drill or something. He's talking. One of the Alabama receivers was there, and they were talking. It's all over social media, but. Yeah, he retracted it and said, I was just trying to get those boys some hope, basically. They went 2-10 last year. And I'm like, you're talking about your own team, my man. So it's going to be an interesting,
Hey, Ramona, Castellanos has already separated himself from the losers he's about to inherit.
And that's what it seems like. Well, I mean, one thing I'll say about DJ, I mean, he was Florida State. You know, he didn't want to go to the ACC kickoff. He thought somebody, you know, at least he said he was Florida State. TC, he's just like, no, that's them. That ain't me. You know what I mean? They suck. I don't suck, you know. So I don't. Yeah, he retracted, and I don't know if he was being filmed. And you know how filming. I mean, nowadays you might as well just assume you're being on camera, you know, in my opinion.
Well, again, keep in mind,
the greatest
game of his college career was against you 2 years ago when you went unbeaten in the regular season because he had you beaten, and you know it. You know, you were not going to be an unbeaten football team. He you were done. He was doing whatever he wanted against you. You could not stop any of it. Your whole defense was completely gassed. You were totally at his mercy. He put up nearly 500 yards of offense. You were begging to tap out. And you had the ball with under 2 minutes left. And BC got a stop, but they committed a face mask. And that gave you another series of downs. And you were able to run out the clock because had that face mask not occurred, and it wasn't needed, They were going to get the ball down, whatever it was, two, and all they needed was a field goal, and you had no chance, as you know.
I agree. He played well last year.
He played well last year, yes, but it was a conservative game plan. That's not what we saw 2 years ago. What we saw 2 years ago, I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen on a college football field. I mean, there were times this dude was retreating 30, 40 yards from the line of scrimmage and then working his way all the way back and then torching you through the air. And your guys just couldn't.
Do you remember when Lamar Jackson beat us 63?
Yeah, yeah. It was a little like that.
That was about what it was.
Yeah, it was
like.
A little like that.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Jimbo's last little stance there. But no, look, I know we brought in some talent and stuff, but I don't see it. I really hope I am wrong.
Well, here's one thing that's not going to happen.
Florida State next year.
I don't know what you're going to be. I really don't. Every year, as you know, for as long as we can remember, I've pretty much told you exactly what Florida State was going to be for as long as we've been doing this. This is the first year I really don't know. But I know this, okay? Whatever you're going to be offensively, you're not going to be like you were last year. You're going to score some points because Deuce Robinson can play, Squirrel White can play some, you know, Black will play a little. You know, you're going to have better weapons, and Castellanos at his best can be magic. And, you know, and look, you know, I sort of liked him talking about Alabama because I think he can do some things to Alabama. You know,
backtrack.
Right. Well, you know, look, here's the other thing. His best argument for what he could do against Alabama, he actually had the whole thing sort of twisted. You know, he suggested that, well, you know, this isn't Nick Saban's Alabama anymore. He can do what he wants. Well, the thing is, Nick Saban's Alabama always struggled against the exact type of quarterback he is. You know, that's
right.
Those are the guys that gave Saban trouble, the Johnny Manziel types. And this guy is Johnny Manziel-like. I mean, so at his best, that's who he is. You know? And
if that offensive line can hold up, Walt, yeah. I think
well, that's okay. Your line
I would say eight
year.
Wins. Like if you said, like, what's the best you would see Florida State go, I would say eight wins this year. And that's fine. You get the recruits you got. You're recruiting well.
Yeah.
After two wins, I'm, like, shocked where we're at in recruiting.
Yeah.
But you got to keep them. We recruited well last year, and then two wins went, and bye-bye everybody went. So,
oh, yeah.
I think the Alabama game means a lot. Well, what do you? I want to talk to you about that just a second.
Yeah.
Like, I think if Florida State can win that game, you got two easy games after that, you know, and then you're going to Virginia, then you got Miami. If you can win the Alabama game, you might be on the right track. But if you lose the Alabama game, I think Mike Norvell might as well start packing his bags because it's going to be a long year.
Well, look, if you win the Bama game, then all of last season's forgotten. You now have a major victory over an SEC power and a team that some are predicting to win the national title. And I think that would be a complete turnaround. I think from that point, you know, again, you know, listen, you were not going to be good last year, but the way you lost the opener was a killer. It was like a death blow to your whole season, the way that occurred, you know, and everything got worse from that point on. Well, I mean, if you somehow beat Alabama and shock the Crimson Tide, again, I think that's not impossible. I'm not in love with anything about Alabama, so I don't think they're in any way unbeatable. I mean, last times we saw Alabama last year, they sucked. So I have no reason to believe in Alabama on the road. And they don't have Jalen Milroe. You know, they're going to have Simpson, presumably, and we've never seen him as a starter. So, you know, he's going to go into a very hostile environment. Because Florida State's going to be fully funded in terms of the crowd.
The stadium is complete this year. That helps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you'll have a full stadium. The stadium will be finished, and so that'll be a benefit. It's not impossible. I certainly, you know, even with the points, I would never lay 12.5 points with Alabama on the road. That's just laughable to me with this Alabama team. Never. I mean. But in terms of outcome, you know, look, one paper advantage you have is, at least in theory, until we see it, is you have the quarterback advantage.
No, you're right, 100%. I mean, you got an experienced guy that's going out there playing with a different team.
Yep.
We do have some weapons around them, but again, Walt, I don't know. Last year really burnt me. I've watched Florida State for a long time,
yeah,
and I've called in your show for a long time. And now, I didn't say 11 wins last year. I did hear that. I said 8 wins last year. That was Ted.
Oh.
I do love Seminole Ted. I didn't say 11. Trust me, you can ask him too.
All right, we'll have to go
I said
to the
8
tape.
Wins, but okay. 2 wins still suck, regardless of whatever happened.
All right.
But right now, Walt, if you said pick it right now, I say Florida State wins 6 games and Mike Norvell gets fired. But, you know, the season starts in a few weeks. We'll see what happens.
And by the way, if he does, who's the next coach that you wind up paying long term? You're gonna have your own collection of Bobby Bonillas.
Well, that's when I'll be calling you and asking you. I don't know. Well, you know what I mean? Like I couldn't. You know what? One name I would throw out there just be crazy. Be Lane Kiffin. It'd be kind of interesting to see what he could do at Florida State. But just because you know, but he's only going to be there for a few years. You know how he is.
Yeah.
And he's starting to go downhill. I mean, if he didn't win last year with that team, may not want Lane Kiffin. You know what I mean?
Yep. Chokey.
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to get excited for it.
Gotta run. No sense.
Gotta go.
See you. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remabio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Be part of a premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd in Easley at the J.B. Owens Ballpark. The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 2nd. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd, J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for 2 scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
the Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players, is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. You can get it if you want. 654-7627. Texas says, I vividly remember him saying 11 wins. I thought so, too. I thought so, too, Texter. Texter
said it was Seminole Ted. He blamed it on Seminole Ted.
Yeah, I saw that. Texter 313 says, I vividly remember him saying 11 wins because I was at Walgreens getting a pregnancy test for my wife. And when I got back in the truck, you were grilling him for saying 11. My daughter is 3 months old now, and sometimes when I look at her, I think of that radio interaction. That's funny.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's funny. That's funny. That's awesome, Texter. Let's see. What do we have here? Zach in the 706 says, Bama by 3 touchdowns. Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, I just don't see that. I just don't know what Bama is. I don't know what either one of those teams are. I'm just not sure. What's this? I have endless texts here I got to get to. You can get in the phone line, 654-7627. 654-7627. Lots to get to. All right, Ramona. Let's get to those top quarterbacks in the SEC.
All right. Okay. Number 3 is Lenore Sellers.
You know, Texas says, well, should DJ have gone baseball instead?
I don't know, maybe.
You know, he allegedly had a great pitching talent. I don't know, maybe. You know, the football thing didn't work out. Again, the first thing I don't know who advises these kids. What you have to do is look at what your skills are and what you need to accentuate those skills, and then you have to make a choice accordingly, not just go to the highest bidder who doesn't have anybody who can help you. He was essentially a pocket passer, and he needs weapons. He needs an offensive line. He needs a run game, and mostly he needs receivers. He kept choosing places that had none. Just not good. That's no good. You know, and he always produced fairly decent numbers. I mean, it's not like he didn't produce, but you know, he was always like 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Those are good numbers. I mean, you know, generally speaking, but we never really got to find out what he could have been because he just never picked a place that could have accentuated his talents. And I see a lot of that in college football. I see guys making choices, and go to this school or that school, and I'm like, why? Why would you do that? They don't have what you need, you know? So, yeah. All right, go ahead, Ramona.
Number 2 is, where'd it go? Sorry. Number 2 is John Mateer at Oklahoma.
We were on 3, weren't we?
3 is Lenore Sellers.
We didn't do it, Lenore Sellers.
Well, I said Lenore Sellers, and then you jumped in and started talking. You didn't hear me say I waited the appropriate amount of time.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
So you didn't hear, you didn't hear that.
No,
you didn't even hear that.
No, I didn't hear that. No.
3 is Lenore Sellers.
You know, I have a reverse engineered hearing aid. It blocks out most of what you say.
Just me.
That's right.
That's the bad part.
That's right. Lenore Sellers is just a freak of nature, and I think he's a freak who works at it, and I think that's bad news for everybody else. I think he's such an insanely gifted player. I mean, he can throw a football 75, 80 yards, and he can layer the ball. I think he showed that last year. He can throw with touch. It's not always the fastball with Lenore Sellers, which I think is really advanced for his age and for his experience level. You know, again, as a first-year starter in the SEC, complete over 63% of his throws. His yards per attempt were awesome, so he's throwing the ball vertically, and he's still completing over 63% of his throws in his first year as a starter. Obviously, he doubles as an all-time freak athlete from the quarterback position in terms of what he can do with his legs, but he's a much better passer than people understand, and year two should show continued improvement. Look, South Carolina is going to go as far as Lenora Sellers takes them. And that could be pretty far. He's very, very gifted. It is not inconceivable that he's the number one pick in the next draft. He has a chance to be in that conversation based on what he does.
Okay, number two is John Mateer of Oklahoma.
Yeah, see, I think Mateer is just experienced enough and tough enough and physical enough. He brings a Tebow element to Oklahoma at the quarterback position, but he's much more dangerous in space than Tebow ever thought about being. But he has a physical running style, but is still really effective in space. And you don't see that very often. Meanwhile, he doubles as an incredibly efficient quarterback, and so he's your ultimate dual threat guy. He's an ultimate leader, and he's going to Oklahoma to take over a football team that I think is going to have a dominant defense, but still has some concerns offensively. They've added pieces to that mix, including Jaden Knott at tailback, so now they'll have Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, along with Barnes. But I think that Mateer, you know that saying, a rising tide raises all boats? I think John Mateer raises all players. I think he raises all elements of your football team. I just think he's that good. You know, again, when Cam Ward, I watched every game Cam Ward played at Washington State. The talent was obvious. I thought he was the top available guy. Miami got him. The rest is history. I said all year that he'd be the number one pick in the draft. He went on to be the number one pick in the draft. He was sensational. But, and here's the but, John Mateer elevated the Washington State program more than Cam Ward did. It's just a fact. And he did so because of his dual threat capacity. You know, you go back and you look at the games Washington State played last year, and it was like every game he throws for 300, he runs for 120. I mean, these are the things he was doing. So I think Mateer is really, really good, and I think he's going to make Oklahoma instantly better. Am I to understand, Ramon, we're having trouble with the phone line? Is that?
No.
Okay. You can get in 654-7627 if you want to join the conversation.
That you paid attention to.
Well, I saw, like, you know, you going from one line to another.
Yes.
Seemingly some sort of. Anyway, so John Mateer, I have it too. And you know, and by the way, we're going to have a Red River rivalry game this year between Oklahoma and Texas that the whole world is going to think Texas is going to crush Oklahoma. Don't be so sure. I mean, as good as Arch Manning is likely to be, John Mateer may actually be the better quarterback from a collegiate standpoint at this period of time. Then you add in the fact that that Venables' defense is going to be about as salty as Texas's is. I think those two teams, Texas and Oklahoma, probably in that order, have the two best edge rush groups in the country. Clemson might be third in that category, but I think Texas and Oklahoma might have the two best edge rush groups in America, and Venables is going to turn them loose. Venables has everything he needs this year from a defensive standpoint to be really, really salty, and, you know, and Mateer will benefit from that. And then it's going to be like the Belichick Brady situation, you know, where Belichick focuses on defense, he builds the defense, and then he expects Brady to carry the offense. Oklahoma's going to be a little like that in terms of the construction. It's Venables and his defense, and he's going to expect Mateer to carry the offense, and I think Mateer is up to that. All right, so then there was one, Ramona.
It's Nussmeier.
Yeah. One is Garrett Nussmeier, and you know, again, you're talking about the best arm in the country. You know, he's probably only 6'2 or so, but he has a cannon for an arm. He has a quick release. The man threw for 4,000 yards in his first year as a starter, and people criticized him. And he did so without having the benefit of any of those great LSU receivers of the recent past. He didn't have neighbors. He didn't have Brian Thomas. He just had, I mean, his best receiver was 5'8". I mean, you know, unless you count, you know, Mason Taylor, the tight end, the 21-year-old tight end who was drafted early in the NFL draft. But he just did not have a lot of weapons, and he still threw for 4,000 yards. He has a super elite big-time arm, and he is going to be a serious candidate to be the number one pick in the draft. In fact, as of now, I would expect him to be so. So he's the guy, and he's going to have more weapons this year to help him. I think the question early on will be the play of the two tackles, and can they protect him? If they can protect him with better weapons, there's no telling what Nussmeier can do. Absolutely no telling. I mean, throwing for 5,000 yards in the SEC in a single season, certainly possible with Nussmeier. He's that gifted a thrower. Georgia Tech, Steve. Steve, how are you?
Walt, how are you today?
Hey, good, Steve. Appreciate you getting back in.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a while since I've called in, but I've been paying attention as best I can. I really appreciate the effort and the detail that you put into describing these quarterbacks for this coming season.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, I recall you a couple of weeks ago going through a group of top college quarterbacks. Can you tell me where you would place I didn't hear the entire show. Could you tell me where you'd place Haynes King Tech in that group, please?
Well, first of all, it starts with this, okay? I think Haynes King is as good a leader as there is in college football. He may be the toughest player in all of college football. Now, when I watched Haynes King first come into college football, if you had ever told me that, I would have said, you're crazy. Early on, he looked lost. He didn't look cut out for it. I wondered whether he would ever actually reach the player that I thought he might be coming out of high school. Well, he did and more. And last year, that kid playing with his arm basically dangling from his shoulder still managed to find ways to win football games when he probably shouldn't even bet on a football field. I mean, what he did against Georgia was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, he and his team put up over 510 yards of offense in regulation, and he was incredible, especially given his lack of health. So my problem, though, Steve, in terms of like where exactly to put him is, you know, you did lose Singleton, the receiving core. I don't evaluate quarterbacks in a vacuum. I evaluate them in terms of their whole world. And the other problem is, you know, the concerns over his health. You know, that's the problem, even the way he plays. I mean, can he stay healthy for a whole season? I'm not sure of that. I don't remember exactly where I had him, but I think I had him in my top 20.
Okay. All right. Fair answer. Just wanted to get that from you because your perspective is valued. And, the health for Haynes King could be a question. He loves to run.
Yep.
He likes to take risks while
running. He's a terrific runner.
He is, but that could lead him to injury. And well, I hope not, but we'll see.
And he's not the biggest guy in the world. Ramona, on my national quarterback list, where did I have Haynes King? Can you find my national quarterback list quickly or no? What did I rank, 35 of them? I'm thinking around 2018, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly. I often remember exactly where I put somebody, but I'm drawing a blank on him.
Okay, where are you thinking?
2018, somewhere in there. Haynes King, Georgia. Georgia Tech, excuse me.
I thought I saw, 24.
Who is immediately in front of him?
Eli Holstein.
Okay, and immediately in front of him?
Josh Hoover.
Hoover. You know, Steve, honestly, like I said, I think the key is, I think the kid might be the best leader in America, and I think he's the toughest kid playing the position. I really value those things. I'm not sure that I've ranked him highly enough, quite honestly. I think that the only dilemma is the health. If we've not even seen him fully healthy. You know, we've not. All we saw last year was we saw a kid who found ways to win and run the football with his arm dangling from his shoulder and to make plays that, you know, he shouldn't have even been able to make, probably shouldn't have been out there, and still he found ways to do it. If he's ever fully healthy, you know, he would be a lot higher than this. Honestly, you know, if he was fully healthy, he'd be top 12 somewhere. If I knew that he could stay healthy, that's where I'd have him. So.
That's a fair answer, Walt, and I appreciate that. That's all I had today. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks to you and Ramona both. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. It's good talking to you as always. Yeah, I mean, I really admire that kid. I mean, I just think he's not a kid anymore. He's a man. You know, when he came in, you know, early on, there was a lot of expectation of success. He didn't find any success, but he stayed with it, and he stayed tough. And he didn't find success as original school. He's a wild success story in that regard, but there's not a tougher kid in America who plays the position, not one I admire more in terms of what I saw from that kid last year. Just ultimate respect to him. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication shots and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton.